discretion is advised as we cover many an insane movie and numerous cult TV phenomenons. Now, are you ready to get jacked up? Are you with us? Then listen on.
Hello and welcome here today, everyone, for the first special of 2021. So I decided to just dissect just some very sensitive but thought-provoking material. And one argument that I see just, or more or less, question point that constantly gets talked about is the theater experience really worth it nowadays? I know many people swear by it. I know others who are indifferent. They love both, you know, TV and movies, you know. So I decided to make a counterpoint. I just said, has it been really worth going to the last 10 years? And long story short, no. So let me explain how and why. Just looking back at it all now, I really do think that we've gotten way too ahead of ourselves. We're always just trying to take full advantage, go to the first thing we see everything opening night. And I think the nostalgia has really played into that, to where it's blinded a lot of people to that. Now, don't get me wrong. I've had occasionally enjoyable experiences. Definitely within the last decade, whenever I was in college, I would, on occasion, just see a cool movie that was worth a Friday night session, and then I'd see other movies that I really didn't give a damn about, but they were worth seeing with other people. Overall, I had to have to say, for the most part, unless it was just like a cult movie and we were going to an anniversary screening or seeing some spectacle that was kind of something like a James Bond, Godzilla, or Star Wars type movie, just a big, big spectacle. If it had to be something like, say, a Lawrence of Arabia or Saving Private Ryan type movie, I really can't vouch for that. And I know everyone's doing the whole, you lose something when it goes to home media, we're going to have to agree to disagree. And that's okay. We're not going to agree on this. This is a very heated debate. But I'm going to keep making this point. I really do feel like, for all the arguments being made about DVD versus Blu-ray, you could easily make a Blu-ray and 4K argument against the theater experience. And many people have, I noticed in the past, when it comes to the quality of the specific movie, noted how they liked it more in the theater versus watching it on home media. And it has nothing to do with the media itself. It has everything to do with they're being lost in the moment by the big galloping sound, the intensity of it all, just the dark theater, seeing everyone else react. They're lost in the moment. In many ways, I think you could argue that this blinds them to the actual quality of the movie. Now, overall, I think quality of movies has really been just my main problem with just going in the first place. I just have not seen anything that merited, you know, paying $20 tickets. And that's combined with all the food and, you know, driving through traffic, doing all that shit. And I really can't tell you the last movie that I thought was worth seeing. Maybe two Decembers ago when I saw Terminator Dark Fate, but other than that, I mean, obviously it's worth sneaking out to go see a James Bond movie, but if not, you can still just wait to see it in a high definition channel or buy, again, the Blu-ray or the 4K or even the DVD. Everyone likes to discount DVD, but they're just saying that because they want just extra details. And the problem with that, you could also argue, is that everybody wants to see every single layer, and that's where they start nitpicking and noticing stuff they shouldn't be seeing, because when you've got pausing and other stuff on your side, you have more time to dick around and look up other bullshit. Now, in many ways, that is fun, but at the same time, that's not what the film is designed for. Now, that is why I overall prefer waiting for movies to come on the movie channels and discounted physical media, because that way I can watch a copy, I can watch it whenever I want, I can pause it. If I don't like it, I can escape without feeling guilt that I paid so much for an overpriced ticket, and or just had to experience in front of other people. And that's also just been another issue for myself. I've gone to so many theaters, and for the most part, I've also just had very annoying audiences. There's nothing worse when you invite people along to a movie and you can tell that they are not enjoying it as much as you are. And I think it's the other thing, issue here too. I take everything very sarcastically. I don't go for highbrow material. I also don't expect anything to be life-changing. I just want entertainment. I really often, more than often than not, am just stick with TV these days, because I'm just not all that impressed by just half the stuff that gets nominated for awards or is very popularized as the next best comedy or action extravaganza or horror movie that you must see as a cult movie. Now, to be fair, cult movies in general tend to be more laid back and fun because they are appealing to specific types of crowds and doing throwbacks to earlier trends from the 60s to today. And so that can be a lot of fun. Sometimes it's even the 40s in terms of the neo-noir. Now, I'll bring this topic right back. I have enjoyed parts of the theater, but for the most part, it really hasn't been worth its weight in shit, let alone gold. So I'm not trying to rant here, but when I had to add up individual moments, I might be able to mention 5 per last 3 decades each. But so that's the 90s, 2000s, and then 2010s. And now here we are getting the 2020s. I used to have fun going to see certain stuff opening day, but for the most part, a lot of stuff is just kind of falling into guilty pleasures, so bad it's good, or just lightweight Friday night entertainment. I can't say that I've just ever enjoyed seeing a serious movie, an art house movie, or a just mindless blockbuster in the theater for the most part, because it's just, again, I see a lot of people acting inappropriate in the theater, falling asleep, texting on their phones. So I got crappy theater participants, and then I got just, you gotta also just be in certain mindsets. And I just prefer private viewing for that, because I can prep myself to be prepared to watch a certain movie and I know what I'm in for. And again, if I don't lose 3 hours of my fucking time, I'll never get back. I can pause it. I can watch it in increments. I love having control. I'm not here to be insecure. There's been a few occasions. I remember a time when I saw movies like Lincoln and a few other specific westerns, and 3 hours just flew by like no tomorrow, and that was fun. Did I have to see it in the theater? Absolutely not. I could have seen it on, you know, home media or recorded it. And that's the other thing too. People hate watching stuff on cable TV. I don't mind it as long as it's recorded. Now, if it's live with commercials, that's also going to be a pain in the butt. And that brings me to my next point. Everyone loves to go to the theater early and watch all the trailers. I've already seen all those freaking ads. Again, on TV, on the internet, you know, YouTube used to be bad about having ads pop up without, you know, your permission. And that's just not entertaining to me. I have no use for that. And if I've already had to see it in the last 5 screenings, why do I want to see it again? Especially if it's clearly for a really bad movie. And more often than not, it ended up being a pretty bad movie, especially if you saw the lesser names and crappy talent involved with it. So that's a whole different discussion, but the ads was definitely a deal breaker for me. Everyone wanted to get there earlier, whether it was they were older and they couldn't see in the dark, or they just wanted to see the ads. They wanted the whole experience. And that adds up to almost 3 hours as opposed to 90 minutes and 2 hours of cinema. And that's just too much. That's memory overload. That's killer, man. Not to mention just, again, having to decide if you want to eat at the theater or before you go. And I know everyone's done the whole, let's just sign up for AMC Movie Pass. I've just never done it. There's just nothing I want to see opening day. There's just very limited appeal. I end up seeing pretty much most movies that come out every year, but I do it at my leisure because everyone likes to just It's like they want to be the next critic. They want to rate everything year by year, have their end of the year list. Truth be told, you won't be able to do that anyway because everything is delayed in various countries now. What you get in Britain or Canada, even Sweden and Germany and Brazil, you know, only comes out in the States a year later, even through internet. So you're not going to get a whole list. There is no rush to see anything. So therefore, there's no rush to see it opening day, unless you've just been dying to see it. You really want to see it now, and you don't want to wait. Now, for the most part, I really, even individual experiences, I just can't name any single experience where it was like, I must see that in the theater. Now, are there movies that I would love to see, you know, remastered and maybe re-seen? Sure. And I don't get me wrong, I've had plenty of movies that kind of made a difference now when I was doing private screenings in college classes of film studies. But at the same time, I still could have at least just had a better experience, just forced myself, rewatch a movie, would have loved it more, and that would have been all great and dandy. So I really can't vouch for theater experience as superior. No, it is not. Yes, to purists, it is going to be essential. I get it. That's fine. You can be in that camp. I refuse to be in your camp because I have been disappointed and I haven't seen any experience where I could say that was worth it. I've seen plenty of the Star Wars movies in theaters, and since everyone's all divided on that, I can even vouch for that. No, get the high mastered material. Especially because Star Wars is a perfect example of a maker who was acknowledging home media, decided to have the THX sound that remastered all movies for home media and cable TV airings. Star Wars is definitely one of those. It's wonderfully remastered, and I definitely saw the original movies on home media back in the day. They played perfectly. I watched them endless amounts of times, and I'm not going to even get into an argument about what's superior. Obviously, I went for DVD a lot, and I'll do Blu-ray if I need to. But honestly, it's all just a matter of, can you see the picture? Fine. Can you see? Can you hear everything? Are the speakers, is the sound not bouncing, or is the image grainy? I get that all figured out. You are set to go. I have wonderful speakers and 1080 plus TVs at home. They're wonderful. Just turn off the lights, get a bite to eat before, and get ready to dive into a film. And I've never had an issue. I have definitely appreciated it at home because, again, I don't have people being rude in the audience or disrespectful or distracting, having their babies cry. None of that. And same thing with if I have a personal friend or family member who's watching it and not enjoying it, that's fine. They can leave, I can wait for them to go into the next room, and I can resume the movie. Perfect. Movies, watching in my own home, that's the way to go. And this is before Corona hit the fan. I've always preferred it. I will always defend it. You should too. Now, if I haven't in any way, I'm not here to change your mind, I'm just here to make a point. And you may individually just say, oh, you're so ungrateful, yada, yada. That's fine. I might be. But if you can't understand my negative experiences, then you must be at a really wonderful theater. Because I've been to several different ones, various places, and it's been the same experience every time. Just annoyances, getting there, getting through there, and just seeing movies that aren't worth their weight in anything. Just not worth seeing in a theater. Because the quality isn't there. And there's been even just individual blockbusters. Every other special effects driven blockbuster has been extremely disappointing in terms of the graphics, the computers, CGI. You just can tell that it is fake. And everyone's like, oh, it looks so fake years later. And it's like, well, it was fake on the big screen, opening day. I can name plenty of superhero movies that did that, some horror movies on occasion. Now, good or bad, that's a whole different story. I'm not saying necessarily all the movies were bad or good, but it made no difference seeing them on the big screen when, again, whoever's doing the graphics just didn't do it the best way. I've loved some of the DC and Marvel movies, and even spectacles like Olympus Has Fallen, their CGI wasn't the best. And I've had a few fun experiences with those movies, and at the same time, again, I could have just waited, and I would have been just fine. I would have not, my opinion of the film would not have changed. My experience would actually be way better if it was at home, because I wouldn't have to deal with anything. I would have individual people come over if they wanted to, and they could enjoy it. I would, you know, I base it all on the individual movie. What is the filmmaker going for? Is the audience good for it? Is there any kind of value or entertainment or even cultural or historical significance to gain from it? That's what I look for. So at the end of the day, pretty much all my movie experiences were not worth the time or the money. Where there's some, and much like any experience, it's like going to a diner of a big franchise restaurant or a certain park. You know, there's been occasions, there's been rarities, there's been moments, but for the most part, hasn't been worth it at all. I definitely prefer seeing movies at home. There's been occasions where it's been fun to go, but for the most part, if you don't go opening day, you can just wait again 5 months later, and even a year later, and you'll see the movie, you'll see it at your own time, and you'll have fun with it. So theater is where you go if you just can't wait, and you got to see it, everything opening day. And if you prefer that experience, that's fine. But for me, just being constantly disappointed by the lack of quality of movies and just all the effort going into it and just the overbilling, it hasn't been worth it. And I really think it's just been driven by nostalgia. Because more often than not, nostalgia is what drives everything. You don't lose anything on Blu-ray or 4K HDs or just HD streaming. Contrary to popular belief, you will have fun watching the movie on Netflix just as much as you would if you bought a physical copy or you saw it in a theater that was the best or the worst. Yeah, you're going to be fine. And once again, you don't have to feel any guilt about laughing inappropriately at a bad movie that everyone else loves, and vice versa. You're enjoying the movie, but everyone else is being an asshole and just shouting and booing. You don't need that. And same thing with, again, watching a movie or a show at home. You just, here, you really just don't need any distractions or anyone getting in the way. And that's the other thing, too. Sometimes the movie is embarrassing and just awkward. It's the same thing as the video store when you're checking out certain stuff. You don't have to feel guilt about watching anything in the privacy of your own. Now, call me a private person. I am. Very much so. Outside of this podcast, I really don't go to that many social events, except when the moment really calls for it. And so that's fine. You can call me a cynic. That's definitely merited. I am a cynic at times. But this is my truth, and I'm speaking it, and you can either agree or disagree. It doesn't matter. I'm just letting it go. Now, I really do think nostalgia is blinding everybody, and for the most part, just making you want to spend unneeded amounts of time and money on shit that's really not worth it. You're going to be fine if you make your own theater and choose your own selection and watch what you're going to watch instead of letting everyone else, all these purists, all these critics, all these other audiences tell you what to do. How many times have you seen the box office records and been like, holy shit, that made money, that was a piece of shit. It's like, well, perfect. Stop supporting the theater experience. Everyone, and with the amount of studios being lazy and not deciding if they want to release it straight to cable TV or in the theater or on streaming, everything pretty much is direct-to-video these days. It's just everybody else doesn't really know what that means. It's gotten a bad reputation, the whole DTV, direct-to-video. It's like, yeah, well, that's every other Netflix movie. Netflix, on the record, has said they would prefer their movies playing as few screens as possible because they don't want to spend the extra money to market it and book theaters to play it in. And that's pretty much what it's just come down to. Just everything I watch, I really, again, I didn't have to see it opening day. I would have just been just as entertained had I seen it in the comfort of my own home. And if I wanted to rewatch it, I wouldn't have to buy a ticket to watch it individually each time or rent it. Now, if I've already bought in it, I can watch it whenever I want, especially if I want to re-see it the next day, not have to make extra time, extra money, just to do it all over again. It's ridiculous. It really is. But again, it's all driven by, oh, I always love doing that. It's like, yeah, well, if you're looking at your bank statement at the end of the month and realizing, holy shit, I spent way too much. That was way too much trouble to watch that piece of garbage or that movie that was good but not that great. I didn't have to. And that's the other thing, too. I see so many other movies that are just the in-between 50-50. I enjoyed it, but it was too long, or I saw it on a day where I wasn't in the mood to watch that, or it was more entertaining just watching the trailer versus actually experiencing the whole 90-minute deal. There's so many moments like that, just in between, just 50-50, like it or hate it, and I really don't need to see entertaining but not great or mediocre or even so bad they're good movies opening day. I don't need to do that. I prefer the home media experience or just streaming or anything else. And I get that some people will also claim that, yes, there have been certain cases, even rarities, where whatever's in the theatrical version gets cut down on the home media version. But for the most part, that's really just been very rare moments. It's been certain movies by independent companies or studios that didn't have any faith in the movie. And honest to God, that's such a minor segment or moment, it's barely even worth meriting into this overall discussion. So I'll just put this out. I think everyone likes to make the theater just a bigger deal than it is. It's really not worth the deal. No deal, I say. Stay home, enjoy what you're going to watch. Stop acting like the theater is the final say. If you don't see it, you're not a purist, you're not really a movie lover. Yes, you are. You can watch it however you're going to watch it. Stop telling people how they should embrace a movie. And that's like me saying that, oh, if you fell asleep during the movie, you're not really a real critic. No, I'm not going to say that, because people have the right to just fall asleep watching a movie if they're just not interested. Now, you can make the argument that they didn't really watch the movie, and that's fine too. I feel like everyone's been asleep at the wheel overall as a whole in that terms of just saying, oh, you got to do this. Everyone else is doing it. It's so much fun. I love going. It's like, that's fine that you love going to it. Stop acting like that is the only way to watch a movie. No, it is not. Never has been. Never will be. It's just that you've loved doing it the last however amount of years you've been on this earth doing it. And that's fine. But I really think you can watch it however you're going to watch it. And you're really not losing much, especially if you are constantly being disappointed. I get that some people dig bad movies. That is the whole entertainment value, just making fun of stuff. That's fine. I prefer to do that in the time of my own home because I have a very time-sensitive schedule, and I am very picky. And you are too, to some extent. Everybody is. Everybody has their pros and cons of what they look for and don't want in a movie. No exception. But I think you should stop acting like the theater is the final say. That is the only way to watch a movie. You just don't get it, man. That is the way. Okay? That's fine. But no, it's not the only way. And there is no agree to disagree anymore, honestly. It is just, you're so driven by it. You love it so much. You want to see it now. Well, have at it. Personally, I think you can wait a year and watch it. Just fine. In many ways, that's also the problem. Everyone likes to hype up various products, or they like to bash something before it comes out and they wonder why it did so bad. Again, money is not the final verdict in a movie. Do not get the marketer or inept producer or lesser filmmaker and let that cloud your judgment of a movie, good or bad, or 50-50. You really shouldn't. Because there's plenty of stuff that does poorly, doesn't make any money, and comes instantly to cable and home media, and people either enjoy it or like it or hate it less than they would if they were in a theater. That's the other thing, too. When you are in the theater, you are so blinded by, I paid X amount of money to watch this freaking movie, that shouldn't come into the fold, because that really isn't fair. That is a totally unrelated thing. It should be all about, is the movie good? Money just comes into this because that's how we access things, legally, that is. So, again, the filmmakers are not doing all the ticket sales. That's all the marketing and all the other tools that have been doing their job badly the last 20 years. So that is what it is. But if you are this serious, if you're this passionate, I think you can just watch the movie in the comfort of your own home, your own privacy. If you want to have friends over, have them over. I guarantee you they're going to have way more fun watching it with you, adding their own commentary. You feel way more secure as opposed to reacting to it in public. If you want to do something live, go to a stand-up event or a music concert. That's where that really is a totally different experience. With movies, again, it's just a projector playing an image on a big screen. If you have your own big screen, then really, what is the difference? The difference is all in your own viewpoints and everything. That's fine. But really, it is your nostalgia driving. And that's okay. If you want to just do that, you can do that. But I guarantee you, you're really spending way more time and money. If you want to stop being disappointed, stop supporting the theater experience. You're just going to keep getting just underwhelmed and just kick yourself in the foot saying, why does everyone keep making this crap? I paid X amount. I did all this. You're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to go on angry rants. You don't need that. You can just wait to have the perfect film. Watch it in your remastered private residence and just encounter it there. Watch it however you want to watch it. Buy whatever amount of copies you want of it. Do whatever you want with it. Instead of have the consumers and the studio itself tell you how you should see it. No, you should see it whenever you want to see it. And I get that so many people will just gladly see something opening day. They're like, that's the only way to see it. That's fine. But was it really worth it? I guarantee you. There's so many less frustrating aspects of this whole process you could be avoiding. I'd rather get to the good stuff instead of go through 5 different barriers. You know, crappy parking, crappy concession stands, rude ushers. All the other negative things I've experienced. I've had all these negative experiences, and along with just the crappy seating arrangements, and even sometimes if it's an interactive theater, just the annoying bartenders and waiters. If it's a restaurant, it's movie theater combo. You really could be avoiding all these other pitfalls if you just did it from your home. And that would give Hollywood the general and all the other producing companies a good idea of, maybe we gotta just give everyone a reason to go see stuff. Typically, it has been the spectacles, but there's been just so many other movies where it's like, that looks good. I don't think I'll see it opening day, though. There's just something about it. It's like, I'm not sure if I would like it. And that's the other thing, too. The trailers are so misleading. I get that they are not the final verdict of the movie. And I've forced myself to not watch the trailer because, again, there's spoilers. The people producing them aren't even involved with the filmmakers. They're just hired by the companies to get the best bits and, you know, make something ready to send. And that's been the other issue, too. If you're not encountering all these overdone previews that play before the whole thing and make the experience way longer than it needs to be, then you're also, again, getting the wrong impression. You're going to being seated. You just, again, and they don't even use these same exact ads for home media. It's a totally different ad that's often way more on the point and accurate. So if you really have to, again, just buy a copy or rent a copy, or wait for it to stream for free. You will have, again, way less of a burden to have to deal with. Now, if you enjoyed this discussion and want to open it up, leave some comments. Tell me I'm way off, or tell me I'm have some constructiveness, or just bring up a totally different batch of material to discuss, and let's go from there. Other than that, I hope you enjoyed listening to this and were not offended by this, but if anything arose, just let me know. Let's talk about some other topics. If you'd like to be on here, I'd love to have you. Let's talk about some very heated material that really shouldn't be heated and break it down. It's what we do as film buffs. So thank you all for listening, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
We'll return after these messages.
Hey, feeling down? Feeling low? Not enough podcasts about movies in your life? Why not try?
They must be destroyed on sight!
The new podcast cure-all, sure to get you right with the world and on a path to better living. We have exploitation, we have Italian horror, we have zombies, we have slashers, we have crime films, we have spaghetti westerns, we even have sci-fi and sex comedies. So take a dose of...
They must be destroyed on sight!
As needed, and let the hosts, Lee Russell, Daniel Harper, Paul Romali, and the odd guest host cure what ails you.
Warning, may cause atrophy, African consumption, black fever, bone shave, chin cough, colic, cramp colic, dropsy of the brain, elephantitis, grocer's itch, jaundice, mania, miasma, mortification, palsy, Pott's disease, rheumatism, scurvy, St. Anthony's fire, summer complaint, and worm fit in some people. Consult a physician before listening.
Hey, I heard you like movies.
I heard you like to hustle.
I heard you like podcasts.
Well, guess what?
There's a podcast for you out there called The Home Video Hustle.
Damn right.
Every Friday, we talk about whatever movie PJ picks out the bag. What does that mean? Every Wednesday on our YouTube page, I put a bunch of movies in a bag, and PJ picks one out at random. Mm-hmm. And then we just watch it. We talk about it for maybe like an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever we feel like doing, wherever the conversation leads us.
But do we actually talk about the movie?
Most of the time.
Ah.
Tangents galore.
Yes.
So believe me, we may be a movie podcast, but it's not always about movies. We might talk about video games.
Mm-hmm.
Music. Music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the big one, music. Sometimes we might get a little bit of politicalness in there.
Yes.
Sometimes we may just, oh, you know what we like to do? We like to tell stories, PJ.
Ah, yes.
I am the master storyteller
yes.
of the podcast realm. Undefeated. So if you like to hear about movies, video games, whatever foolishness comes to our mind, the most random stuff you could think of, check out the Home Video Hustle. You can find us on the Stitchers.
Yes.
The Google Play.
Yes.
Apple Podcasts.
What else?
Podbean.
What else?
Podcast Addict.
Goddamn.
All that. Ain't no reason you can't get your hustle on. We everywhere. Worldwide, baby.
Hustle, mother. Hustle.
Hey, we can't cuss in the promo, PJ.
Ah.
We gotta be family friendly. There may be podcasts out there that don't want his hair to say
ah.
All that good fun stuff.
Well, you.
Yeah. don't run the listeners away, PJ.
Ah, I'm sorry.
But this is going kind of long.
Yes.
So we'll end this and say, hey, check out the Home Video Hustle every Friday on all the various podcast outlets. Peace.
Peace.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster. And while Witch didn't make it to the top of the world, he did make the Gangs of Hollywood podcast. So join the gang and enjoy a movie review podcast about movie gangs, gangsters, mobsters, and the mayhem they cause. You can find GOH Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. At GOH Pod, at www.gohpod.com, as well as your favorite podcast listening app. And remember, say hello to your little friend for me.
If you take two old punk rockers who are past their prime, put them in front of a movie screen and give them a podcast, what do you get? Cinema Punks. Cinepunks. It's the mixtape of movies.
Break down. Did you ever see a film at such a young age it left you traumatized with cinematic wounds?
Necrophilia.
It's a dead issue, man. Don't push it. Cinema Psyops is a weekly podcast documenting an ongoing experiment on the mind of an unwilling test subject.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Oh, no one should have to watch this?
No one should have to watch this movie.
Surprisingly, it's not a topic that a lot of people really want to tackle.
I'm shocked, prudes.
I know, really.
Right?
It's the next sexual frontier that no one wants to explore.
I am, in the most sincerest of senses, disappointed in you.
It takes a powerful goddess like Connie, jam her arm down the monster's throat and kill it. I'm still tripping out over that. Even as a kid, I was like, I gotta find a girl like that. Every week, I get a new look of disappointment that I never thought I could get
it's
out of.
Unimaginable. At 12 years old, you should not be watching this movie.
Obviously.
At 13, you should not be. 14, you shouldn't be. I'm not entirely sure even 17-year-olds should be watching this movie.
Just because you're offended by something doesn't mean that you have the right to demand that it doesn't exist. Watching this film again, I had all of this like little nerd glee with everything that kept
little history
up.
Doll yeah, popping up
absolutely.
At you.
So I totally loved this film.
Hey, I know why you know, couldn't see that. It's because your brain's warped watching this shit at 12 years old.
Yeah, this is a rough movie. I told you ahead of time when we were getting ready to do it that it was.
How did
be a
you
rough
watch
one.
This shit at 12?
Because physical wounds heal, cinematic ones don't. Listen to Cinema Psyops.
It's time, let's check our cue, baby. Pair it with a couple brews, baby. We love good movies. We love the bad ones too. So we watch them all and pass their lessons on to you. Oh yeah.
Bana 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 bana.
Everything I learned from movies helps to make life a little bit groovy. With a one-liner plot holes and gratuitous boobies, it's time to get busy with your friend Steven Izzy.
At EILFM.podbean.com.
We now continue with our program.
The Jacked Up Review Show can also be followed on Facebook on both the page and the group. Feel free to chat, leave questions, make requests for future episodes. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you so much for your various support, and we'll continue to entertain the hell out of you. Till then, take care.